In Puerto Rico, there's adventure around every corner and natural treasures waiting to be explored, like El Yunque, the only tropical rainforest in the U.S. Get swept away by natural beauty and come away with unique stories that could only be experienced in Puerto Rico and that remind you why you travel in the first place. Visits end, but stories last forever. You don't become a part of the island, it becomes a part of you. No passports required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey everybody, I want to talk to you for a second here about Canva, specifically Canva presentations that are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations can generate any deck you want for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can save time on any presentation. So start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Just go to Canva, CANVA.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by Consumer Guide Automotive. We make car buying easier.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, a staff writer here at HowStuffWorks.com. With me is the writer's editor extraordinaire, Mr. Chris Paulette. How's it going, Chris?
It's going great, Josh. Thanks for asking.
So, Chris, I noticed you shaved your goatee. It's startlingly different.
Yeah, I'm not used to the air conditioning on my chin, but I'll get used to it.
Well, we're not used to it around the office. We're actually lamenting the loss of it. We're sitting shiva over Chris's goatee. We've got the mirrors covered, but we have to soldier on, don't we, Chris?
Oy.
Yeah. So I'm thinking we could soldier on by talking about whether or not there's going to be a new kind of taxi cab in the future. What do you know about this?
Well, I do know that gas prices are going up, and people are looking at all kinds of alternatives, even something that might seem like it's right out of one of those 1940s, 1950s Art Deco, this is the wave of the future.
Sure, like Tomorrowland at Disney World, right?
Yep, the Wedway People Mover.
Yes.
Yep.
So what we're talking about is Personal Rapid Transit, or PRT, and it's actually not a new idea. It does find its roots in the 50s. An American urban designer started toying with the idea. What it does is it takes the best of both worlds of subways and taxis and puts them together. It's personal rapid transit because there's so many cars on this rail line that you don't have to share with anybody. So people who are unsettled by the homeless or are xenophobic to a clinical degree can rest easy on this ride. And it also takes you pretty much exactly where you want to go. Surprisingly, it's less to build than light rail by a long shot. They're doing one at Heathrow Airport in the infamous Terminal 5, and it costs about $16 million for a mile of track, total cost. Most light rail costs about $40 million, which is amazing that it's got it beat by that. Why don't we have this installed everywhere now?
Well, I would guess that even though they're claiming that it is less expensive than light rail, that there's just so much more infrastructure involved in building a light rail system. Mm-hmm. You know, from what I've read and researching, for the podcast, the cars we're talking about here for these PRT systems are small. They're like a personal automobile rather than a big honking train,
right,
which I'm sure, you know, costs a lot to build.
Sure.
Plus the track would probably need to be considerably wider for a light rail train. So, you know, it sort of makes sense that it would be a little bit more cost efficient, even with the number of stops going up.
But even with hard numbers, there's a lot of people who aren't swayed. Personal rapid transit systems have found vocal opponents everywhere that they've been proposed. You watch The Simpsons, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you've seen the monorail episode?
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. It is a great episode. It has it all. It has Leonard Nimoy, opossums. It's a spoof of The Music Man. But really, when I was researching personal rapid transit, I realized that the monorail episode of The Simpsons is a subtle indictment of PRT systems. And while in the episode, Homer Simpson is the conductor of the monorail, what better metaphor for a failing computer system than Homer himself, right?
That's true, yeah. And that's one of the big criticisms of the PRT system.
Indeed.
is the, you know, what happens if one of the cars fails? If you're on the same track as everyone else, and especially if they're moving as in as close proximity as it suggests mm-hmm. that we will be if we use these systems, it'll be essentially bumper to bumper.
And they are unmanned. They are computerized. They're
right.
computer driven, which is good because they can run 24 hours a day. But if they're unmanned, then what happens when they stop? Like you said, you've got all the cars behind you stop behind you. It could be just a complete nightmare. It's like being stuck on a roller coaster, but you know, you're not at an amusement park. You're trying to get home or get to work.
Maybe they'll install horns in them so that at least we can, you know, have the satisfaction of honking at the other
right,
cars.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, actually.
But I was intrigued that they're being installed in some places, I think Sweden and Abu Dhabi, which is sort of ironic considering that's they would have gotten the money from that from oil.
Yeah, that is ironic. But they are starting to they're actually the United Arab Emirates and Dubai and some of these other areas are really starting to lead the charge on going green. And the city called Masdar City, it's a development outside of Abu Dhabi,
uh-huh.
they're aiming to become the first zero carbon footprint city ever. And part of that is the personal rapid transit system they're implementing. And this is not a test. I mean, they're putting in a whole 1,500 stop system. So it's
That's
it's
amazing.
A huge deal, and there's going to be a lot of eyes on Abu Dhabi to find out, you know, if this can really work and if it will fail like people expect or if it could be the wave of the future for taxis.
That's fascinating. It'll be exciting to see, you know, that this may be a real solution.
Yeah, I hope so, because we're drowning here. If you want to learn more about personal rapid transit, read Will There Be a New Kind of Taxi Cab on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.